So both in the opening, the entrance antiphon, and in that one line from the responsorial psalm, just conjures up this image of a battle. The psalmist in Psalm 27 says, "The war be waged against me." And the entrance antiphon said, "Contend, O Lord, with my contenders. Fight those who fight me." Maybe that's kind of telling for the framework, the mindset we should have as we enter into this most holy of weeks. That we're going into battle. That we're entering into the battle with Jesus against Satan, against sin, against death. And we know that the victory is already won in Christ Jesus. I think the gospel today shows us what are the weapons of this war, the weapons of this battle, that we fight evil, sin, and death with love, with the extravagance, the generous love that counts no cost. We'll see it on full display Thursday night and Friday afternoon as Jesus fully surrenders himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity for our salvation. And this is what we see in this great outpouring of the anointing at Bethany, the anointing of this feat. At counting no cost, spending a year's worth of wages to anoint the feet of this man who saved her brother, who is going to save her for eternity. How extravagant are we in our love? In particular, our love for Jesus and his church. Are we miserly? Are we like Judas, a thief? I mean, can you imagine for the rest of your life to have that one little sentence written about you? Father David is a thief. And for the rest of the whole eternity, everyone gets to read that about me. But that's what's recorded about Judas. Because his love is small, if there's any love at all. Maybe self-love. But when we think about the expressions of the love that we give to the people around us, the things and the people that we deem worthy of spending extravagantly on, how do we figure those things out? You know, we beg, we pray, we hope that people will give just 1% of their income to the church so that we can provide for the needs of the community. Then we think about a wedding. How much money is spent on a dress that's worn once, hopefully once? How much money do we spend on a car just to get us from point A to point B? And our homes, the decorations in our homes, the vacations that we take, how much money are we willing to spend on ourselves and those close to us? Are we that extravagant with Jesus? When we think about how we decorate our churches and the grounds, are we willing to be extravagant to anoint the feet of Jesus in the buildings and the places where we come to worship him? How extravagant is our love? I would say it's in response to the love that we have received from God, the awareness of the love that we have received. We're willing to spend untold amounts of money for our family and our friends because we know that personal love. When Jesus becomes impersonal, when our faith is just transactional, it's really hard to be extravagant with our time, with our talent, with our treasure. Maybe this week we can truly enter into this extravagant love of the Father for each one of us. To truly enter into his sacred heart that held nothing back. In each and every moment of our lives, gives of himself fully, completely, faithfully, fruitfully for each one of us. Let's pray for that grace to return that, to love without counting the cost, to be generous, to be extravagant, to love with all that we have.